Colin Livingston, our expert, our ex-resident racing expert, joins us. And Colin, interesting decision by in the racing world. They're going to go with racing, but no fans. And, you know, racing's a little bit different because you're in your own car, right? You've got gloves on, you got a helmet on, everything. So a little bit different. How long do you think this lasts?
Boy, I don't know, man. Like, this is, it's obviously, the term liquid gets thrown around. Yeah, IndyCar has decided to, have their races carry on, as they're scheduled to, but no fans at all in attendance, which, you know, will really take a lot of these guys back to their early days in go-karts when you just kind of go out there and race against other competitors. It'll look extremely strange on TV. I mean, we've talked quite a bit about some of the dwindling attendance, but you know, there's always people in the stands, no matter how little it is. But you know, I mean, history will look back at this and we'll be able to make a lot of questionable, like people will question what these decisions are, whether it was right or not to, you know, to carry on. But I think with things like IndyCar, the ratings aren't that strong to begin with. And, you know, they'll probably end up doing quite well in the ratings by having an event for people to watch on TV.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's not a lot of other options. What about as far as the competitors themselves? Is it different when they're going around? There's not the roar of the crowd, or can you even hear that when you're inside this 2,000 horsepower vehicle?
No, you can definitely not hear the fans when you're going. I mean, even for us in our little go-karts when we're racing, you definitely can't hear fans. You can't hear anything outside of the engine. And a lot of our questionable drivers will argue that they can't hear other carts that are beside them when they cut people off. But, it'll look very strange though, because you can, whether you can hear them or not, you can see them, and you can see people cheering when things happen, and you can see people react. And even when you have cautions, you know, when you can slow down and kind of take a look around when you're not so focused on your other racers in the track, you'll notice that there's nothing out there besides the cars. That I think it's going to look really strange, but fortunately we haven't really been in a situation like this.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, kind of, you know, where it's going, and every event's different, and it's funny, Colin, because Struds and I were talking earlier. Golf's going to be playing with no fans, but people are going to be able to watch on TV. And you know, I did some research looking into the mental and the emotional state of, you know, emotional contagion, where sometimes if all you see is negativity and everybody's seeing things they love kind of taken away from them, that sometimes you need something positive and upbeat. And for some sports fans, you know what? Hey, I want to watch racing. If you're a diehard fan, you'll watch it. If you're a diehard golf fan, you know what, from the comfort of your own home, you can watch it safely. Like, I know it's a fine line to say, well, hey, let's ask those people to potentially risk exposure for themselves for the benefit of others. But if it's done in a safe environment, maybe that's what racing should do. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think there's ever a time to ask somebody to sacrifice their health for the benefit of sport. You know, especially fans. I mean, all sport is built on fan, you know, viewing, fan participation. You know, everybody does these things for fans. It's going to be an adjustment. You know, hopefully it's going to be a short term thing. I think, you know, we've got a lot of counterparts that we deal with in both Italy and China. And, you know, those are the areas that are, you know, essentially hardest hit. And,
yes,
and most of our people in China are back to work. And because of the work that was done,
oh, wow,
early into the virus and into the, you know, the early stages, to quarantine people, to, you know, limit travel, to do all the things that China did, they're able to kind of get back to, normal life here. So it hasn't been that long. And in a lot of, you know, obviously there's still people getting sick, but it seems like it's being managed properly. And the same with our friends in Italy. In certain regions, it's much more tense, but, you know, when you think of what's at risk versus what there is to gain, I think, you know, it's going to look really, really, really strange, tomorrow watching, you know, hole 17 at Sawgrass with no people. I mean, the course is built as an amphitheater to have people, you know, on all these areas, like, you know, like 17, you know, around 18. That's how the course is built. So without those people there, it's just going to be strange. And to have it be, like, you know, players like it quiet when they're hitting, but, you know, to have it dead quiet as they're walking. Like, you might actually hear some of the things that people are saying about Patrick Reed that you maybe don't want you don't want overheard.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Colin, because there are benefits to the one about not having fans there. You get to hear more. I don't know if you ever watched that one soccer game where they had no crowds, but they had you picked up everything that was said on the pitch. And I know that I was reading online about it, and the soccer fans, they ate it up. They loved it because it was like a legitimate glimpse behind the curtain on what's said, you know, in the course of action. And so maybe you would get that, you know, more clear, the conversations of golfers and their caddies. And you know, I know some people say, well, you know what, Gregor, nothing's that important. And it might not be, but you know what, as everybody says about the coronavirus, you know, there are certain areas of the population that you can get it. Like Rudy Gobert has coronavirus, but he's fine. And he's an elite level athlete. There's been thousands of people in Italy and China who weren't elite level athletes who got coronavirus, had it. It went through them, and now they're fine, right? So it will be interesting to see, and I wonder if golf or NASCAR or some of the, you know, other sports look at it and say, hey, maybe, like, as crazy it is for us to not have fans, it's giving the other fans or even the fans who would be there an opportunity to watch. If the golfers and the drivers want to do it, then it's their choice, because coronavirus, for the most part, isn't going to kill those elite-level athletes, or at least it's not supposed to.
No, of course. You know, we take a look at what happened to Alex last year as Intagliani. You know, he had myocarditis, which, you know, that knocked him down. And if you're in a susceptible, you know, position with your respiratory system compromised, it's going to hurt you a whole lot more than something else. You know, I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I'm going to be looking forward to seeing whatever racing comes on this weekend. I mean, you know, within Formula One, even up to the moment we went live, the stories keep changing. Some are saying that they're going to race with no fans. Some are saying they're going to cancel the race, you know, any minute now, because I think it's about 8 o'clock in the morning in Australia. Nobody knows what's going on. You know, one of the teams has announced, McLaren announced that they're going to withdraw regardless of what the outcome is. They had one of their team members test positive. One of the other teams, I think, has had three team members test positive, and they haven't withdrawn yet. So, mixed bag. I mean, it's easy. I saw a post from a friend of mine, online. She used to handle IndyCar, PR, and said, now let's go look to the comment section to see what all the experts have to say. You know, everyone thinks that they know what's best. I think, you know, for the sporting groups that are either carrying on or limiting fan interaction, I think it's probably right. You know, because again, we need to keep these things on TV. We need to keep, you know, some people engaged. I mean, I think if we learn or look back at what happened to the NHL through two lockouts, it took a long time for the fans to come back. There were a percentage that came back early on, but it's taken a long time to get everything back to where it is now. You know, these kinds of things, I think, if we can keep people engaged even without the fan interaction in the building, it's probably better.
Time with Colin Livingston, the Cantor Race Report. Colin, let's just take a look at a couple things that happened over the last little bit while we were on, you know, on a little break. And specifically the passing of NASCAR legend Junior Johnson, who passed away at 88. What is the legacy left behind by JJ?
Well, Junior Johnson, for new style NASCAR fans or people who've only joined the sport recently, I mean, Junior is definitely one of the all-time legends of the sport, with guys like Cale Yarborough and Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt and Darrell Waltrip and those guys. I mean, Junior became, you know, went from, Junior was one of the guys, let me start over, is one of the guys who knew a car from front to back and top to bottom. He wasn't just a driver. He was a mechanic, and he was one of the guys that was really clever with how he was able to manipulate the rules. Went on to become a successful team owner, and you know, looking back, he's one of the guys that will always be known as one of the biggest contributors to the sport. You know, really sad to see him go, you know, but Junior had a good long life. You know, unfortunately, we've seen a couple other people, like John Andretti, passed away over the winter. You know, John was known as a true racer. I mean, John could get into anything and make it go fast. John drove, you know, in multiple professional series from, you know, he raced in NASCAR at the top level. He raced in IndyCar at the top level and raced in NHRA. I mean, I can't think of anyone that's had a career in multiple professional divisions like that. Some guys cross over, like Tony Stewart went from IndyCar to NASCAR. NASCAR, and there have been a handful of guys that do that, but not to do it in multiple series like that.
When you look at some other things, when you're talking about the off season, which was a pretty interesting off season as far as those goes, with Cole Pirn leaving Joel Gibbs Racing, is this just another situation of people just kind of repositioning themselves?
No, I mean, Cole has essentially left the world of racing. He, you know, I think people really don't appreciate how much time and effort goes into keeping these cars going. And, you know, Cole was the crew chief for Martin Truex Jr., won a championship. They've been in the championship hunt a bunch of years. And Cole just said, you know, plain and simple, you know, love the sport, but I need to spend more time with my growing family. I've got young kids. I've got, you know, a wife at home, and I can't keep spending every hour of my day in the shop and on the road. Made a decision for the best of his family. And, you know, we hope to see him resurface. I mean, Cole cut his teeth, with us in the NASCAR Pinty Series, before moving into big time, full-time U.S. racing down south. And, you know, he's just a really, you know, a really sharp, really clever, hardworking guy. That the world of racing be better if we can get him back at some point in some capacity. But yeah, definitely not a short-sighted view or short-sighted decision for Cole, that's for sure.
With you know, all the uncertainty around racing right now, you know, and racing, you talked about it earlier, some of them just, you know, the amounts of sponsorships, like, you know, there's got to be massive repercussions for this in the racing world that could be coming forth here. Are some teams, do you think, in trouble?
I don't think so, not in the short okay. term, because I think most of the sponsor deals are really geared around TV ratings. They're geared around how many people have their backsides in front of the TV, which will give them a certain share or a certain, you know, ROI. It's going to be awkward for a couple of weeks. You know, NASCAR is going to race for the next two weekends without fans. IndyCar, at least their first race, is going to be without fans. We don't know, you know, Formula One is way more complicated, because for all the money to be distributed, it sounded like F1, the government in Australia is the one that underwrites the payments to Formula One. They've already submitted that money. So for them, if the race doesn't go on, they're basically up the creek. So that's what it really sounds like. The big decision is that, you know, you either walk away from the millions of dollars you've spent with no chance of return. You know, and Formula One isn't typically known to be too, sympathetic when it comes to, you know, working with their partners like this. But, you know, again, big picture, it's a short-term situation, and hopefully it's resolved quickly.
Yeah, because they're at the Australian Grand Prix, then they got Bahrain coming up, and then of course the Vietnamese Grand Prix and yeah. stuff. So it's you know, they got a pretty hectic schedule coming up right away.
Yeah, they go, you know, on the schedule, they go straight from Australia to Bahrain next weekend. Vietnam is, you know, if that race doesn't go on, I think it'll be a disaster, just simply because it's a brand new facility, first time on the calendar, and those projects are always, you know, over budget. They're going to need to see something come back, you know, later on in the season, you know, with all the restrictive travel to Europe right now. There's another new race in Holland at Zandvoort. They've been spending countless dollars rebuilding that that old style track. So we'll see what happens. I mean, hopefully, you know, again, hopefully it's a short term scenario, and we can get back to it here in short order.
Well, Colin, you know, we could have lots of racing to talk about here the next few weeks, and I think there'll be some sport. People who just like competition might be gravitating towards it a little bit more here, because they'll be looking for a fix with no NHL and no NBA and no NLL and everything else. So we'll have lots to talk about. Appreciate it. We'll chat with you next week.
Yeah, hey, for the people who are listening, they can follow our karting, my karting adventures coming up in 2 weeks down in Sonoma. It'll be broadcast on ekartingnews.com, and we're going no matter what, so.
Well, all right. Well, we look forward to that one.
You
Thanks,
Colin.
Thanks, boys. That's-